Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin. I had not planned. It is Christmas. It is 11:15 out here in Austin. I had not planned on recording a Locked On Lakers episode today, but because the Lakers messed around and whooped on the Golden State Warriors and also lost LeBron James potentially for a little while, and Ivica Zubats has been incredible since he was moved into the starting lineup, I thought not only would I record on Christmas when the rest of my family is asleep, I will also welcome on Harrison to, like, I'm going to say you can take a victory lap, just don't hurt yourself, because I don't want to have to cover you for this one.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, you do kind of owe me after I covered all of you guys for the last 2 days.
It was your call to give us these days off.
Yeah, I know. This is what I get for being a good boss, is like all the news breaks on the day that I give everyone off.
You were the literal John Travolta gif where he's just like go back and forth. Like, where is everybody? Oh, that's right. I gave him the days off.
I guess it's just me. I'm just going to write all five of these posts. Actually, you know what? Shouts to Sabrina. She wrote the sixth one, so shouts to Sabrina. She did something for Christmas.
I just wrote something. I'm working my way back.
Okay.
A full, like, 12 hours earlier than I anticipated working myself back, so you're welcome.
Yeah, oh no, that must be so tough for you to record, like, a podcast after a day of not working for your actual job because news happened.
It's tough. But, you know, here I am, and I'm going to do it. I'm doing it for...
No, I mean, so that, I don't know. Do you have to give any more plugs, or are we just going to get right into it?
We're just going to get right into it. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with Zubats? Let's start with Zubats.
Well, no, I was going to say, I think we should lead with the biggest news, which is, you know, like LeBron strains his groin in the game, in a game that the Lakers kind of whooped on the Warriors at multiple points. Like, LeBron got hurt, and then the whole team was like, oh no, we just lost LeBron, and the Warriors came back, and then the Lakers were like, wait, we have Rondo, and then and Zoo, and they started beating the Warriors again. They're like, no, we already have the problem solved. We don't need LeBron. And so they went and they kicked their asses. And so, like, it was almost like if you were proposing to someone and they said yes, but then they punched you in the face. It was kind of like that. It was like LeBron going down with potentially a serious injury, even though they're kind of saying that it doesn't sound that serious. LeBron didn't make it sound that serious in post game. But, you know, a strained groin is a kind of a big deal for a basketball player. You need your groin for basketball.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. It was a weird night. I think I referred to it in the recap as like a bittersweet, like, roller coaster of something. Or I don't know. I'm tired.
So I want to start then, if you don't want to take your victory lap for Zubats.
No, I'll take my victory lap. I know what the people want. You guys are going to have to stay tuned in to listen to me shit talk Anthony for slandering Zubats relentlessly for months, and then trying to be like, oh no, I was on the bandwagon the whole time. Here's this Zoo goat gif that I made like 2 years ago when I had optimism about him, and then he had one bad game, and I was like, this is the worst NBA
one bad game. One bad game.
That's like, I mean, the equivalent of one bad game, because he was only playing in like 4 minute spurts.
So he had, it took him 3 years to compile 48 minutes worth of bad basketball. Yeah. No, I want to start though with the way that the Lakers beat Golden State, and so I'm out here watching it in Austin. My in-laws are not particularly big basketball fans, so I was watching this game. And then they kind of tuned in late, and they asked me about the Lakers. And you know, we're just sitting there talking about the team. And it was basically, I told them, look, what's going to happen here is the Lakers' offense is going to go to crap because they don't have LeBron James, and he's really effing good. And they've basically entrusted the offense to LeBron. And as soon as I said that, Rajon Rondo comes in and was LeBron. So... I got to be wrong on multiple fronts tonight. It's been incredible. They asked me, how the hell do I make a living doing this? You were completely wrong.
Well, that's what you do. I mean, you just then you just say, you're like, no, I was right about Zubats and Rondo the whole time. Here's this picture. And then you're like, and then people are call you out on it. And you're like, well, ultimately, we just all want all these guys to succeed and da 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 da. And it's like, no, you criticize them. You were wrong. Take it.
My deal favorite. With it.
This is what you get for firing off this many hot takes. You're bound to be wrong sometimes.
All the time. My favorite thing, though, is that I hadn't seen – I lost that Photoshop. I had no idea where it was. It was deleted from my computer. I could not find it. I tweeted something out about, is this the night that Zubats makes his MVP case? And somebody added me with my own meme. How about that?
Who did this, fam?
I don't know. I wish it would have asked who did this, because I'd have been like, me. I did this.
Yeah.
I did this. And now everybody's adding him with my meme. So here we are. Let's take a quick second here, and when we come back, I want to talk about the LeBron James thing, what the Lakers might do, what it might mean, whether or not we believe that he actually got hurt, all of that stuff here in a bit. But before we get to that, today's show is brought to you by Mazooma. They sponsor three shows a week, and they are the best service that you can go with if you have a small business. They have CPAs, accountants, and tax consultants all here in the United States, all within a call, email, or text message away. Harrison, you left the show, and it quickly became a small business, and these guys really helped. So I appreciate that. Would you you look like you want to kill me right now.
Anthony.
I'm going to have to bleep that because it's during a live
That's read. Fine. It's not my podcast anymore. I'm going to curse all I want. Yeah.
So for starting at only $75 a month, your small business can have access to everything that I mentioned. And what you're going to do is you're going to call them at 213-947-6926. Again, that is 213-947-6926. It's just for a consultation, no strings attached, no commitment necessary, though I would obviously prefer you make some kind of commitment. So again, give them a call. That's Mazooma, your small business's one-stop shop for bookkeeping, taxes, and unlimited accounting advice. Let's take another quick second and come back to the show that I now get paid for because Harrison left. All right, we're back. And
you're lucky I'm still here, to be frank.
Yeah, I would probably agree with that assessment.
Like, oh, Harrison, no, will you come and record with me? Because LeBron got hurt. I wasn't originally planning to record tonight, and my actual paid podcast partner won't help me out. Will you just jump on and so that I can roast you about all the money that you're not making because non-competes suck?
You know what? You know what you should probably do? You should probably bug Pete about getting paid for this show today.
No, I'm going to bug you about getting paid for this show. Well...
He's your dad. Just ask him for a bigger allowance.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
All right, so let's talk about LeBron. If he does miss time, which Luke Walton said after the game that he is anticipating or designing his game plan around LeBron not being available for Sacramento, I personally would just, even if he's okay, which is altogether possible, like he might have just been, you know how Logan... As he got older.
Yeah, I was going to say LeBron just like the healing factor is taking a little longer right now.
Yeah, so he's just, you know, I would just let him completely get better. And then by tomorrow morning, we'll rethink some of this stuff. But Luke Walton, like I said, says that he's getting ready for Sacramento as if LeBron won't be there. LeBron said that initial tests are showing that it was a more minor strain than he anticipated. He mentioned and freaked everybody the hell out during the game that he felt a pop. You have gone through this injury.
Yes.
One, tell people how that happened.
Well, so I was at a concert and my friend was in a wheelchair at the time because he had hurt his ankle, and he was like, he's a really big guy, and so he was hurting himself on crutches. Like he was like causing pain in his armpits, I guess.
Probably nerve pain.
Yeah, well, because he's 6'7". He's, like, huge. And so he was, like the crutches were causing pain for him. So the hotel that we were at gave him a wheelchair, and we were all pushing him around in it. And then I had to take him to the bathroom during the concert. And so, like, I was taking him back, and we were going down the little elevator thing. And there was, like, a little drop between where the floor was and where the floor of the elevator was and where the actual floor was. So I'm like, oh, you know, my 200-some-pound friend, no problem, light work. I'm just going to lift him over this in the wheelchair. And I felt something you know, I don't know if it was a pop, but I definitely felt the pull. And it was like, oh, there is something wrong now. And
did you hit the floor? Did you fall over?
No, I spent the rest of the weekend in – I pushed him the rest of the way back. Like, we got it over, pushed him the rest of the way back. Spent the rest of the weekend in Vegas, drove home with, unbeknownst to me, a torn groin.
Ouch.
It is not pleasant. And no. So, like, I will just say, you know, I don't know. Like, to compare me and LeBron physically is just not fair. So
– To him?
Yeah, to him.
Obviously.
Yeah, because I'm a blogger. Everybody knows bloggers are the most resilient of everyone.
We're all built like Jared Dudley.
Yeah, but anyway, so, I mean, like, it's hard for me to, you know, even as serious as this is, it's hard for me to not believe him when he says, I'm going to play on Thursday, probably. Because, this, number one, file this under ESPN reports I did not expect to see, but LeBron's groin is reportedly intact. So... That was not a sentence I was ready to read when I started preparing for Christmas Day today. But his groin is intact, and he's LeBron. He doesn't miss games. And so, like, I don't know. If he says he thinks he can play on Thursday, then I have no reason to not believe him.
I don't either. I mean, he's a cyborg, man. Like, that's what was so shocking when he went down in the first place. It was just like,
wait. They're going to do that MRI tomorrow, and they're going to be like, no, this looks like – like someone 10 years younger's groin, and he's going to be like, oh yeah, because it tore and it rehealed with new tissue. And so
I actually do this on purpose every so often to make sure that the tissue stays fresh.
Exactly. That's how he's going to play till he's like 40, until he's super trash when he's like 40, like he was telling Rachel Nichols this weekend.
about what the Lakers, if he isn't able to go, is there anything in particular that you would want to see lineup wise or strategically what the Lakers
would be looking at? Well, I think Josh Hart moves into the starting lineup at that point, and then the starting lineup, like, positionally makes more sense. It's not better, but positionally it makes more sense. And, like, I don't know. I don't really expect them to beat the Kings without LeBron. I think tonight they ran on a little bit of adrenaline and were able to knock off the Warriors, and kind of like the Warriors kind of used up all their energy to get that, like, they got fought through their Christmas hangovers and were able to, like, get that good third quarter going, and then they kind of, like, went back to lethargy. And whereas, like, on Thursday, the Kings are going to be looking to give the Lakers their best shot.
Yeah.
And so, like, and they're going to be coming into the game knowing that there's no LeBron. So maybe they overlook the Lakers, but at the same time,
no,
I just think, like, yeah. So I don't know. I think I was writing about this tonight. I think you're going to see Ingram take on a bigger load of ball handling, as well as Lonzo. And you're going to see Kuz responsible for a little bit more scoring. I think Rondo will play an even bigger role, and we started to see that tonight. And honestly, we're going to keep seeing more Zubats, because I think that, like, to me, it doesn't seem likely that JaVale is going to be ready to play by Thursday. Like, pneumonia is no joke. We were talking about the groin strain thing, but pneumonia is like, when they were saying he was hopeful to play on Tuesday, I was like, there's no way he's playing on Tuesday.
No.
Like, or he's going to, like, you know, he's going to keel over on the court. Like, pneumonia is not fun. And so I don't know how serious of a case he had, obviously, but I don't know that I anticipate him back even this week. And I could be wrong, but I'm not a doctor.
I feel like minor pneumonia is an oxymoron.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So, and then Tyson looked okay tonight. He looked better than he did last Friday, but he still is clearly dealing with a little bit of those back issues. He's sitting on the raised cushion, the same one that LeBron uses now at games. And so that's not a great sign when you're his age. And he's looked a little slower out there for the last couple games. And so we'll see if that continues. But Zoo has been a breath of fresh air. And I guess this is where we can get into him a little bit, because, well, I think you're going to see more Zubats pick and rolls and things like that.
Yeah, let's take a quick second here. When we come back, I want to talk about the Chandler JaVale Zubats thing, because it is becoming a legitimate question.
Oh, here we go. Anthony finds a way to turn a positive into a problem. This is my favorite Locked On Lakers running segment.
Yeah, we'll get back to that here in a bit. God forbid we just enjoy something for a little while.
You don't enjoy anything. You're like, oh, Zoo's playing well. Well, I guess they're going to have to, like, cut Chandler, because I'm waiting for your take on this.
It's not so much that they have to cut anybody, obviously, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I really hope nobody isolates just that clip.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't surprise me if, when JaVale McGee comes back, because of the back stuff that you're talking about with Tyson Chandler, because of the way Zubats has been playing, it wouldn't shock me if they let Tyson Chandler go and just get 100% healthy again,
yeah,
and ride Zubats for a little while here. It's one of those situations where it's kind of like at the beginning of the year, they were using Lonzo's minutes restriction as an excuse to continue to ride Rajon Rondo late in game situations. They were just like, oh, well, he just ran out of minutes and we'll just let him roll out there. Same thing that they've kind of done with Mo Wagner, where they said, oh, we're just working him back and getting him back healthy, as healthy as he can be before we really start leaning on him. I think they're going to do the same kind of thing here with Tyson Chandler, where they say, hey, Zubats is playing really well. JaVale McGee is coming back, and he was playing really well before he got sick. So therefore, we'll just let Tyson Chandler get completely healthy. He is older at this stage of his career than people, I think, realize, given the way that he was playing as soon as they acquired him. And I think they want him to get back to that spot, because that's the only way he helps this team is if he's 100%. That's the only way that he can go out there and help the Lakers win.
If there's one thing that this training staff has shown, it's that they're going to use an abundance of caution with injuries. So I agree. And like, I think, Chandler, you know, if he's feeling better and this gets better or whatever, then obviously they shouldn't really limit him. And then you have a different question that you're answering. But as long as he's limited, then, yeah, I think that that's probably the most logical outcome. You're like, hey, I think he's 36, right? 36? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're like, hey, you're 36. Let's see if we can get you as healthy as we possibly can for the playoffs. And, you know, go from there. And, you know, this training staff has shown kind of a proclivity to do things like that.
Do you think the minutes get a little too crowded once all three guys are 100%?
We have to see that Zoo can keep this up. And so I'll just, like, you know, I'm not going to throw a bucket of cold water on everything. But, you know, like, on some level, he is catching these teams by surprise.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't played a whole lot this year.
He's catching the Lakers by surprise.
I don't know. I think LeBron seems to have realized what he could do. And so I'm surprised he wasn't playing earlier. But, well, it's because he had veteran centers that LeBron likes ahead of him. But, LeBron figured out too quick. They're like, he's like, hey, I don't know this kid's name, but he's tall, he's big, he sets good screens, and he's got soft hands. I'm going to keep feeding him. And so, you know, he's been doing that. And this is why I said over the summer but this was before the Tyson thing, obviously. I said, I think they're planning to have Zubats be their primary backup center. And because he's the prototype of big man that LeBron has ended up either getting paid or ended up, you know, like, having a lot of success with, in that he's big, he has soft hands, he knows how to move in space and find the little angles to get open around the rim off of pick and rolls. He's very good at that stuff, and he's good at catching the ball. And so it's exactly the type of guy that LeBron would want to play with. And I think that illness really set him back. And I think it set him back in terms of conditioning. When you're that size, it's hard to get that back. I think it set him back in terms of just, like, winning the spot in training camp and stuff. And so they ended up going a different route and trying the small ball and then going to Tyson Chandler. But, you know, credit to him. It's been incredible to see him just, like, take advantage of this opportunity.
I don't know very many situations that I can compare this to. Like, I really don't. He was left for dead, man.
Linsanity? Is it too early?
He beats a Zumanity.
Zumanity. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's Zumanity.
See, it used to be we would say Zumanity because he moved like a manatee, and now it's insanity.
What I'm talking about. This is why you do not get to enjoy this. You have to sit there in timeout. I'm gonna make you write three Kobe articles just as punishment for giving up on my son. Okay?
How pissed is Kobe right now? He's thinking to himself, God, they were gonna be so bad. LeBron got hurt.
Game of Zones that dropped.
Yeah,
today?
It was so good.
It was incredible.
It was so good. But the very end of it, where
Kobe's
takes
mad about that somewhere too. He's gonna be like, well, I got to tell my own story and put out my own movie about what's actually happening.
He's drawing the cartoon as we speak.
Yeah.
All right, that'll do it for this episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. It's a little shorter one here because, again, I'm still technically on vacation. But I figured
fired. So.
But I still wanted to, while there was someone, do you even want to talk about Lonzo Ball? Like, Rondo was playing out of his mind. I don't think there's.
Yeah, no, Rondo was, it's funny, in post-game interviews, Tyson Chandler called him playoff Rondo. And they asked Rondo about that, and he just said no.
Did you hear the other thing?
He hates that narrative.
Did you hear I hate reality too when I look in the mirror. But Like, did you hear the? Did you hear? I guess one of the beat reporters wished Rajon Rondo a happy or a Merry Christmas, and he said, "Merry Christmas, you filthy animal." Oh, that's great.
That is pretty great. Rondo, I was telling somebody this today. Rondo, I was not sure what to expect. He always struck me as like kind of a surly personality, but he's cracked me up during his meet. He's been like very, very funny with the media and just funny in the locker room. Like a very, really nice guy too.
Kind of makes sense. I could see him having like a really dry sense of humor.
Did you, there was one thing before we wrap up here and at the risk of me extending my time on a show that I'm not getting paid for, you weren't going to address what happened with LeBron yesterday at all? Or are you aware?
I caught like a little
The Rachel Nichols interview.
I caught a little bit of it. I really liked the shading
him
through
upping
in
the ante on Melo.
No.
Yeah.
Should I be nervous?
I mean, I came away from the interview despite LeBron saying I'm not putting pressure on anyone to sign Melo. I'm just, you know, people ask me and I just give my opinion. And while that's objectively true, this is the third time he's given his opinion and they've gotten progressively bigger endorsements for Melo each time.
Well, maybe
so he's, it's like the first time he was like, that's not my decision. The second time he was like, I love it, but it's not my decision. The third time he was like, here's why I think that I could get more about Melo. But again, I'm not pressuring anyone and it's not my decision. But here's why I think it would work.
Here's the thing. He can pressure somebody. He can pressure any of the other 29 teams that the Lakers play against to sign Melo. That's what I'm cool with. Get out there, flex your Rich Paul muscle, and let him go to the freaking Clippers or something. I'm fine with that.
I don't know.
I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm fine with that. The Lakers literally don't have a roster spot for him now, though. Like, now that Zubats isn't just...
Yeah, that's true. They can't waiver Zubats anymore.
Yeah.
Humanity saved his contract.
He could have been a Houston Rocket.
Although, I mean... I don't know if this is – I don't want to say – I say this with all due respect and just thinking objectively. I'm not trying to be in bad taste here, but Lance and Beasley are still on the roster, and I know Beasley is obviously going through something very tough. I don't think that the Lakers would do that to him right now, number one, because they're trying to be a very player-friendly organization, and they've tried to be supportive of him, and number two, because he's one of Kevin Durant's best friends. Mm-hmm. But Lance is, you know – like that's an option to send out in a trade or cut or something like that if you just decide that you have to sign Melo.
I guess. I that would be
– we know the Rockets are interested in KCP, so.
Yeah, I would be livid if that was a trade. I would be beside myself.
That would be real bad.
Yeah. That would be real, real bad.
Especially because KCP I'm pretty sure would be amazing on the Rockets.
No, I don't think he would be.
I think he would.
He can't play alongside Harden. He can.
He's better in a more structured offense where he knows what he's going to do every time, and the Lakers don't have that for him.
He cannot play alongside Harden.
We'll see.
Like maybe we're seeing the fruits of a situation where one guy can't play alongside the superstar in Brandon Ingram and LeBron James. Like we don't need to see that or recreate. Well, I mean, I'd be fine if Houston decided to recreate that, but that's the exact same problem that they would have out there in Houston with KCP and Harden, because like KCP doesn't want a body, so he can't go down and play the three. And you're expecting
he gets like if somebody gets him in the post, it's like
it's just over. He walks the other direction. Yeah. He tries to pull the chair out under everybody.
You know you're allowed to try and put up resistance, right? Like
no, he tries to pull the chair out on everybody. I bet he's great at like big family gatherings where he just walks around behind people pulling the chair.
You think KCP just pulls chairs out from behind people at family gatherings?
Everywhere. Yeah, public too, maybe. Why not?
Yeah. Just walks around restaurants. Somebody's about to sit down. He just throws their chair away.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. That'll do it before we say something libelous about KCP.
No, to be clear, that was all parody. So it's covered under parody law.
But that'll do it, though, for this episode, this Christmas episode of the Locked On Lakers podcast. Thanks very much for hopping on, Harrison. I have to figure out a way to bleep you dropping the F-bomb during...
Should I drop another F-bomb before we sign off
I'm
here?
I'm fine with you doing it, like, during the show, but not during live reads. I can't cuss
well,
to it.
Well, you know, this is what you get for taunting me about not paying me for the show after begging me to come on.
I told you I'd take you out for lunch.
This is your karma. Yeah, but you still begged me to come on, and then you taunted me about paychecks that I'm not getting. You never talk about another man's money. You reached in my wallet, Anthony.
It's the lack of another man's
money. There's gonna be hell to pay.
Merry Christmas, dude.
Merry Christmas.